This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Many small Midwestern towns are dying as their residents age and their children leave. There are countless stories of these communities trying to resuscitate themselves. Then there's Regent, North Dakota. It's a town of only 200 residents, most of whom are over 50 years old. What's Regent got? Well, not much really, except a man with an unusual vision. Producers Elizabeth Meister and Dan Collison have this story of one man's attempt to save his hometown. It's called The Enchanted Highway, and it's narrated by Elizabeth Meister.
A short, middle-aged man stands by the side of a county road just outside Regent, North Dakota. His mom stands in front of him, fiddling with a camcorder.
No, it's on record, and I haven't got it pushed in. Why?
Yeah, you...
Okay.
Hi, my name is Gary Graff. I'm the artist and builder of The Enchanted Highway. Before we take you on a tour of the Enchanted Highway, I'd like to give you a little bit of the history of how this project began.
In 1992, Gary Graff began his effort to save his town through tourism. He's documented his project on video since day one, taping just about everything he's done.
I looked at what we had, and what we had was a paved road from Interstate 94 to Regent, a 30-mile paved road. But how could I get the people down this paved road?
Gary envisioned that he would build 11 of the world's largest metal sculptures. He'd position one every 2 or 3 miles along the 30-mile stretch of road from the interstate south to Regent. In Gary's dream, the procession of sculptures would create an enchanted highway that would beckon tourists and serve as the grand entrance to a reborn Regent.
Our goal is to change Regent into the metal art capital. Storefronts will have metal artwork on them. There'll be a metal art theme park and other things to provide for tourist attractions.
And I guess maybe I'm out to prove that any community, if you really want to survive, you can survive. If nobody tries, we are a community that's going to be extinct. So with that in mind, I say no. I'm one person that will not let that happen.
Regent, North Dakota lost almost a quarter of its population in the last 10 years. The 200 people that remain walk a main street that now hosts only a cafe, a bar, a tiny grocery, and a few other small businesses.
There's empty buildings and so forth.
One of those empty buildings once housed Regent High School, where Gary Graff graduated in the 1960s. Like most of Regent's kids, after getting his high school diploma, Gary left town. After college, he spent 18 years winding his way around the Northern Great Plains as a teacher and ultimately as a junior high school principal. But at age 40, he felt restless. He was single and he missed his family. So he quit and moved back to Regent into a weathered trailer home on his family's land.
My great-grandfather came out here with the idea that I'll raise my family, I'll have this land, I'll make it productive.
So with that in mind, I began developing metal art sculptures on this Enchanted Highway, which I labeled the Enchanted Highway. I'd like to now take you on a tour of the Enchanted Highway. The first sculpture we'll see will be the world's largest tin family.
I had an aunt who brought me a small man that somebody had made out of tin cans, and I thought, that'd be unique. Why not enlarge that instead of the foot tall, make it 45 feet tall?
Gary sat at his kitchen table and drew up blueprints for a giant tin family, which would stand along the road just north of town. The 45-foot tin dad would wear metal coveralls and a metal baseball cap almost the size of a Volkswagen Beetle. His tin wife with her barbed wire perm and tin son with his gigantic lollipop would be just as fantastic.
Then after that, we had to raise the money somehow to start the project. So I went around I spoke to the Lions in the city, and I spoke to the local homemakers club, and I said, okay, what do you think of this idea?
I'm Wayne Strand. I'm a farmer, and I've been here all my life. I thought it was a joke, to tell you the truth. I thought, people are going to think we're nuts out here, you know.
I'm Don Wagendorf. I farmed most of my life, and he did draw some blueprints. And everybody said, yeah, that looks pretty good on paper, but that don't you can't put that paper out there. How do you make something like that stand? Forget it. The wind will come up here in North Dakota and it'll be gone.
Brenda Wiseman, and I manage the Regent Grocery Store.
$38.98.
You know, I kept hearing about this, and it was one day at the cafe, someone told me to come over and look at this drawing or whatever, and it was like, why is everybody so negative about it? You know, and I had lots of arguments with people over it. To start with, it was like, why not try? What do you have to lose?
I was on the city council when Gary started all this, and I'd always say, let's talk about it. I said, what else have you guys got going here? I said, well, you guys got some other plans? No. I said, well, he's got a plan. The town is going to lose the school. We got to do something. We can't get nothing else going. Nothing seemed to be working economically.
At the Regent City Council meeting.
Maybe we get tired of Gary and we say, all right, let's show you it won't work.
We are now issuing a check to the Enchanted Highway for $500 to get started.
Once the Regent Council antied up, the rest of the town, in fabled Great Plains Help Your Neighbor fashion, rallied round.
Here we've got the first annual fun day for the Enchanted Highway.
You'd have games and you'd have cake raffles and a supper and... Like the Girl Scouts were there and did things, and Boy Scouts helped.
We've got cream can toss, bean bag toss, bingo behind there.
We'd give like a prime rib or whatever away. We'd give it to the Enchanted Highway, and then they'd have an auction on it.
Christian Supply under Dickinson here on the little T-shirt here. What do you want to get for it? $5. $5.
Raised about $8,000, and I think that was what we started with on the Tin Family, and from there it went.
Every Sunday night, I'd get on the phone, and I'd call the farmers up and say, okay, can you next week come in and help weld on the Tin Family?
Well, he would say, I'd like to do some of this stuff if I could just get enough help.
Don Wagendorf.
Seemed like nobody wants to help me. I'd say, okay, I'll help you.
Ron Shower, helping on the body of the Tin Man, putting on the pocket.
The farmer showed me how to weld, and I'd make mistakes, and I learned. The more welding you did, the better you became, and pretty quick I knew how to weld.
There must have been 8, 10, 12 welders going steady there, just like some big plant. It didn't look that good. It looked goofy, you know, all rusty and dirty. And so we stood it up and started putting some paint on there, and then they come to life. All of a sudden, we had a family out there.
The world's largest tin family.
Our story continues tomorrow. Join us to hear why the town turns against the Enchanted Highway and how Gary keeps building. You can see photos of Gary's sculptures and read more about Regent North Dakota on our website, npr.org. The Enchanted Highway is produced by Elizabeth Meister and Dan Collison for Long Haul Productions in association with Chicago Public Radio. The editor is Gary Covino.